You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hello, everyone. Back again from buildassetsonline.com, Joe and Mike. And today we're going to be talking about dropshipping American-made products. We're going to clarify what we're talking about because I feel like people searching for this or interested in a video like this might have two different idea of what an American-made product actually means. But really, really quick announcement. Our membership is open this week. It's going to close at the end of this week. buildassetsonline.com/membership. You get access to all of our courses, exclusive office hours, private Discord community, one-on-one coaching in your private Discord channel. It's the best online business education, I think, out there, hands down.
On the planet,
maybe in the whole universe. And buildassetsonline.com/playbook if you want to get our free course to learn more about what we're about and get alerted when we open the course again. Anyway, dropshipping American-made products. So what do we mean by this, Mike? I don't actually know what people mean when they talk about this. So are they talking about shipping from America? So we're talking about like this product is in America now and it's shipping elsewhere, or talking about actually something made in America? Because I think something made in America, that you're going to be, you know, kind of scarce finding products, like consumer type products that people might buy, unless you're like doing guns or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think obviously the literally drop shipping American made products means you're drop shipping something that's made in America. But I feel like someone just searching this might be talking about something that's not shipping from China, because so much of drop shipping is associated with stuff shipping from China. But believe it or not, there are people that get things made in other countries, whether it's China, whether it's Spain, whether it's India, whether it's Vietnam, whether it's Germany, and they have it shipped to their own warehouse in the US. They have their own brand. And now when someone orders it, they're shipping it from their US warehouse to the end user. And so that's the type of drop shipping that we do. We specialize in high ticket drop shipping. So we talk about really expensive stuff, $1,000 or more. And all of it ships from the US because we're in the US. However, not all of it is American made.
Yes. So by the way, your cursor is on the
Lord, I'm sorry.
It's all right. So what a lot of people do is, I think the first thing that people find when they're talking about doing American products is the service called S-Pocket or Spocket. I don't actually know how to pronounce it, but this basically gives you a directory of American or places that ship in the same country. So in America, in Europe. And we actually recommend really staying away from this. And there are other services, not only S-Pocket, that we could talk about, you know, like wholesale directories. I actually forgot.
Worldwide brands.
Yeah, worldwide brands, things like that, that kind of, give you a list of places that drop ship. What we recommend doing is actually going right to the source. So if you've watched any of our other videos, if you watched the one from yesterday or the day before where we talk about, drop shipping musical instruments, and I gave the example of a Stratocaster guitar, just go directly to Stratocaster. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name. Just go directly to them and be like, hey, I want to sell your guitars. That's the best way to do it. And that's how you build up brand recognition and become a reputable retailer, by carrying brands that people already hold in high regard. That's what it's all about, Mike.
Yeah. And honestly, in the US at least, I would go out on a limb and say at least 90% of US brands dropship. And so while they may not do it a lot of the time, it just makes sense. As we've been doing this for how many years, Joe? Five or six. And I don't think there's a company that we've ever called that says, no, we don't do dropshipping under any circumstances. We refuse to ship stuff to the customer. A lot of times, if someone doesn't let us in, it's just because that brand has exclusivity and they're only working with a couple of different brands, whether they're brick and mortar, whether they're online retailers. But if you have a really good relationship with a supplier and you say, hey, I need you to ship one of these to, you know, this guy over here, they're going to do it because it just makes sense. So I wouldn't be worried about who's going to drop ship or not. I would be worried about finding good suppliers that are reputable, that don't have a lot of competition, and just calling them and approaching them as normal, saying you want to sell for them, and you just so happen to want them to fulfill the products via drop shipping.
Yeah, and you got to remember, obviously, if you're new to this and you're just starting to think about this for the first time, you have to remember that you want to pick something that's going to make sense for the company, you know? So if you're dropship, like I remember when I first got started the online business, I was selling like spices on Amazon, and you know, it doesn't make sense for the company to ship one little 8 ounce shaker bottle to just one person, you know, and maybe you make like 30 cents or something. Like that just doesn't make sense. But there are a lot of items that logistically make sense to be dropshipped. They're heavy, they're expensive. They don't even have to be heavy. Like just by the very nature of something being expensive, people don't want to ship that multiple times because every time you ship it, you need insurance. It's like a whole thing. So anything like that, companies want to dropship, and you'll see dropshipping. You might not even notice it, but you'll see it on Amazon. You'll see it on Wayfair. Wayfair is a lot of dropshipping on Wayfair. Home Depot, Lowe's, every big retailer in America and in other countries is utilizing this fulfillment method. But they're not talking about it the way the guys with the flashy Lambos and the private jets are talking about it. They're just doing it.
Yeah, what do you expect to see? The CEO of Wayfair doing an Instagram ad, like, you know, flashing a Maserati or something? No, it's just a common method of fulfillment, and that's how you need to treat it. And so what you need to be worried about is finding people that are selling expensive stuff and just calling them and getting in with them, and not necessarily being concerned about where they're making their products, just be concerned about the fact that it's shipping from the U.S. if you're in the U.S. If you want to go down the route of selling only American-made things, like we said here, it's going to really narrow down your choices. And that's just a matter of how it is. Not a lot of stuff is manufactured in the USA currently. But yeah, I mean, I don't think the majority of people are looking for that. I think it's only a select few amount of consumers that will like only buy American-made stuff. And one last thing I want to add is it also doesn't even have to be, if you're in the US, you can have suppliers that are drop shipping from Canada. We've had that.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we're kind of coming to a close on this video, but I do want to bring something up that's interesting, and I hope this doesn't confuse people. We talk about not drop shipping directly from China, but we have a funny story. One of our old, I guess you can call colleagues, peers that we used to drop ship with that we used to kind of mastermind with in the past. We talked to him recently. He actually hates his drop shipping store, but he does high ticket drop shipping, and he drop ships from China, I believe, from Taiwan. It's a very specific subset of products, the way he does things, but he still has a very, very direct relationship with the supplier. And he's not going through things like S Pocket, even Alibaba, AliExpress. It was a situation where he developed a relationship with the particular brand, and the brand was already known, but it just so happened that they shipped everywhere from China, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's going to be a very, very rare example. And so just keep in mind that that person was not specifically trying to seek that out. He had chosen a niche. He had seen what products were selling in the US, and in trying to acquire those different brands, that led him to that point. And so that is what it is. 99% of the time, they will be in your domestic country, the manufacturer will be, and wherever they're getting their products from doesn't really matter, as long as they're in stock in your domestic country at that moment.
Yeah. So ignore that whole thing I just told you. Basically, it's a very rare example, but still, I guess, a little interesting nonetheless. Anyway, Mike, what's going on? We got our memberships open this week. I announced it at the beginning, but remind people.
Yep. So right now is, by the time you're watching this, it's the last week of October. Membership will close the last day of October 2020. So if you're seeing this and you're within that time frame, check it out, buildassetsonline.com/membership. And if you're not, then check out a free course, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And that way you get a free course and you'll be notified when we open up more spots.
Yeah, that's our little October surprise for you guys.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.